أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أروني الذين ألحقتم به شركاء، كلا بل هو الله العزيز الحكيم. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala made it abundantly clear that idols cannot at all be worshipped. There is nothing whatsoever. They can't do anything. Only Allah Ta'ala should be worshipped. In that line, Allah also explained, Allah alone is the one who gives you your rozi. No idol can give you any rozi whatsoever. So worship only Allah Ta'ala. Allah ends that subject on the same strain and then speaks of the prophethood, the risalat, the nabuwat of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how Allah has made it general for the whole world. قُلْ أَرُونِيَ الَّذِينَ أَلْحَقْتُمْ بِهِ شُرَكَاءَ كَلَّا تو کہ مجھ کو دکھلاو تو صحیح جن کو اس سے ملاتے ہو ساجی قرار دے کر کوئی نہیں. Say, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to these mushriks, to these people who associate partners to Allah Ta'ala, show me anyone that you associate as a partner to Allah who is worthy as a partner in any way whatsoever. That he has created, that he gives rozi, that you will return to that idol, never ever. There is nothing and nobody that can be equal to Allah Ta'ala. Allah is unique. He is all alone. بَلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ وَهِ اللَّهِ زَبَرْدَسْتْ حِكْمَةُ وَعَلَىٰ. He is that one and only Allah who is the most powerful and who is full of wisdom. And Allah's power is harnessed by the wisdom of Allah Ta'ala. It is not like a person who has been given great power, but he doesn't know how to use that power. Or a person who has given wisdom, but he can't execute that wisdom. Allah has got all the power, and that power is harnessed by wisdom. And the wisdom of Allah Ta'ala, Allah has got all the power to execute that wisdom which Allah Ta'ala has. Then the risalat, the nabuwat of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا كَافَّةَ لِلنَّاسِ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا. اور تجھ کو جو ہم نے بھیجا سو سارے لوگوں کے واسطے خوشی اور ڈر سنانے کو. And Allah says that what we have sent you, O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, as general for all of mankind. This was the first and the last Nabi who came for the whole of mankind. Every other Nabi came for only his community, for his people, or for his geographical area. But Nabi Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam has been sent to all of mankind, the whole world of jinn and ins, for all of them until Qiyamah. And one of the major works of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which Allah had prescribed, to give glad tidings to those people who do good and to warn those people who do wrong, and they should come right. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. لیکن بہت لوگ نہیں سمجھتے. But most of the people do not understand this. Until today, the vast majority of people don't believe in the nabuwat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in fact, what do they say? Dodging the issue, and this is common with people, when what actually they have to be doing, what they have to be answering for, they cannot. Then they dodge the issue and bring up some other side issue which has got no relevance. So they say, وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَ هَذَا الْوَعْدُ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. اور کہتے کب ہے یہ وعدہ اگر تم سچے ہو. That tell us, when will be the day of Qiyamah? The coming of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was to correct our lives. Not that he informs us when is the day of Qiyamah. That was not his mission at all. That knowledge Allah has kept solely only to him. Nobody else has got that knowledge. So instead of correcting the life, which is very hard on the nafs does not want to accept it. So now the nafs dodges the issue and say, come answer me this question, then we are prepared to believe. That when will be the day of Qiyamah? This is the general tafsir. Some ulama of the opinion that yeah, hadha al-wa'adu means when will be the maut, the death of a person. When are we going to die? Inform us when we are going to die. Both these two things, Allah has kept secretly and only by him. When will will be Qiyamah, nobody ever knows, no Nabi, no Farishta also. And when is the death of a person, that also nobody knows when he's going to die. قُلْ لَكُمْ مِعَادُ يَوْمًا لَا تَسْتَأْخِرُونَ عَنْهُ سَاعَةٌ وَلَا تَسْتَقْدِمُونَ تو کہ تمہارے لئے وعدہ ہے ایک دن کا, نہ دیر کرو گے اس سے ایک گھری نہ جلدی. Say to them that you have been promised a certain time for your death also and for the day of Qiyamah. And that moment which has been fixed by Allah, it will not be delayed by one moment and neither will it be brought forward by one moment. Sometimes a person wants to live longer and longer, and sometimes due to problems that he's facing, he wishes he could die now. But that time which Allah has fixed, only on that time will a person die, and Qiyamah will also come only on that time. So we take a lesson, we should not also dodge issues, but what we are told to do and what we have to face, we should face that. And that is correct our lives. Prepare for the Akhirat, prepare for our maut, prepare for the day of Qiyamah. Not fall into this questions that when will be the day of Qiyamah. Like there are many people who don't keep Roza, for example, and they are asking if man reaches the moon, then which moon must he look for? So the Roza, what they have to keep, that they not keeping. But they worried of almost impossible things, that when they reach the moon, then which moon will they have to look for to determine that Ramzan has started. So we should avoid this. This is a common nature of the nafs, that it avoids the main issues what it has to face. And it comes out with all other things and then try and get away with what actually has to be done. So in these ayat, Allah has told us that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has come for the whole of mankind, and we all should be engaged in preparing for life after death and for the year after. Wa akhiru da'wana.